Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let's let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. New listener, is this the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast? No, it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes, and He's pursuing those plans with you this day, whether you know Him or not. Always important to remember, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is of the flesh is flesh, that which is of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not, you must be born again. It's a spiritual rebirth, people. There's many layers to your existence. You know, you're our spirit being. You have a body, you have a mind, a will, and the emotion, spirit, soul, and body. And God developed you this way, and He's been calling you out. And so He's got you listening to this broadcast today, you first-time listeners, for a very specific purpose, to witness and give testimony unto Himself to you. So pay attention. Blessed be His holy name, now and forevermore. You know, Happy New Year to all you Christians out there. You know, we've come into that, it's now past Feast of Trumpets. We've now passed into that time period between Feast of Trumpets and the Feast of Atonement, which is coming up, considered by many the most holy day of the year, you know, where you rededicate your commitment to the Lord going forward. The Feast of Atonement's a very important festival in the fall, always comes. The Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Atonement. We always honor the Feast of Atonement with a 25-hour fast. We don't drink or eat for 25 hours. And afflicting ourselves to go forward and to hear from God, you know, what this new year is going to entail for us going forward. And for the believer, it's going to be good. You know, for the non-believer, not so good. You know, it's a tale of two cities. It's the best of times and it's the worst of times. But Christian, if you'll speak up and stand up for the kingdom and its righteousness right where you are here in America especially, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, speaking of the race of man, both male and female, and that you are endowed by your Creator with certain unalienable rights, among these which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Blessed be His holy name, now and forevermore. Without life, there's no liberty, and without liberty, there's no pursuit of happiness. But God is stepping forward. It's a new day. It's a new time. You know, He promised us, let me look that up. He promised us, I'm going to read it to you right out of the Word of the Living God. He promised us that in this process, to not turn away from Him that speaks from heaven. And He's speaking from heaven right now, and whose voice then shook the earth. But now he shook it a long time ago, and now He's going forward. Now He has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. So there's a whole lot of shaking going on, people, right here and right now. His truth is marching on. And in that process, I will praise His holy name. You know, His name, Jesus, is the name above all names. He's the one who's right. It is to rule. He is Shiloh, people, and I'll praise his holy name. He's the worthy one, my Lord. I honor him and I adore. He is the precious one within my sight. He is the worthy one, my Lord. He is the king above all kings. He paid the price I couldn't pay. I bow down before him, Lord, because he is the king above all kings. And for all eternity I will praise the mighty name. To you, Jesus, I'll give honor and praise. With every breath I take, I will praise. Blessed be his holy name. And like David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise of him shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. The wicked, the people shall hear of it and be glad. Rejoice in his holy name. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. I tell you, God has this whole thing in control, whether you believe it or not. I think back on the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and his last name, it means church. The assassination of him, I found it interesting that in the video or the audio release of this, of the information that happened in the events on that campus in Utah where he was assassinated, that right at the time that it was recorded that the shots had been fired out, it was 12:24 in the afternoon. And John 12:24 reads, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit." And that's what the events of Charlie Kirk's assassination is going to bring. It's going to bring forth much fruit. And for those of you who watched the service that they had broadcasted over much of the airwaves this past Sunday, you can see the effects that it's had. They said in the beginning there was only, roughly 3,200 Turning Point charters locations throughout the United States on campuses and other places in communities. But now, since Charlie Kirk's assassination, there's like 50 plus thousand more applications for charters of Turning Point. So God is doing a great and mighty thing. He spoke to me personally right after I heard the event of it, when it happened, on the day it happened, that this was, identical to what happened to Stephen in the book of Acts, and you can read that. But Charlie Kirk was bringing home the truth. He wasn't an evangelist, but he was an evangelist, even though you wouldn't think of him that way, because he was a businessman with Turning Point. But man, he stood for the gospel of Jesus, the anointed one, Jesus Christ. And, and he was adamant about it. And, ultimately it caused so much consternation that they took his life. But God's going to continue to use that. And he's going to move in onto his family's life, his wife and children, and bless them in this whole process. And there's even reports coming back from heaven already. Kirk's been up there, and the father took him to a special place, and he was given a quiver of arrows, 1,000 light arrows that he can shoot light into the darkness at his discretion up there, because he withheld nothing from the Lord God Almighty, including his life. And I'm always thinking of John chapter 1. I read it so much. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. Blessed be his holy name. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Man, Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And he's going forward with that truth. His truth is marching on. Blessed be his holy name. We've come into a new year. And make no mistake about it, you know, God is on the move and he's going forward, and the acceleration of the awareness of the world. He said, and during this time of great shaking, both in heaven and in earth, you know, the devil's day is up. It's over with. The church is coming up to a new level. Arise and shine, Christian, for the light has come. The glory of the Lord's risen upon you. And you just need to go forward with that truth. Like never before. God is doing a great and mighty thing in you, and that's all that you need to know and to go forward here. And it's time to be to stand, you know, stand up and be heard. Let him know who you are. So always you can always tune into this broadcast here and listen to the messages. You know, on our messages, sometimes I forget to mention it, on our website, all our contact information is out there. Just go to touchbyhim.org, touchbyhim.org. We're named after the woman with the issue of blood who said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Man, all you need is faith in God, people. You and God in any circumstance that you're in right now, any situation, know that you have all that you need, because God is able. He's able to accomplish his every declaration. He means what he says. He says what he means, and he is for you. And when the God of all creation is for you, what more can be said? Nothing, you know, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. And that is your heritage as a servant of the Lord. You know, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. There's a massive movement of healing breaking forth in this earth. You know, the Lord told me to tell you, all of you who need a healing, and I don't know if it's in your body, you know, if it's in your mind, your will, your emotions, wherever it else you need to heal. I don't care what you're up against. Just put your hands right upon onto the speaker that you hear my voice coming out of, and watch the healing power flow, because by his stripes you are healed. And so relax in that. All you need is faith in God. Believe the word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and then the word became flesh, and he dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father. And now he died, was buried, and rose again from the dead, and he sits at that right hand of the Father, not just above, but far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, every name that is named. So in that truth lies your victory. Just lean upon him and not your own understanding. Don't let past experience dictate to you. Trust in the Lord God. And that's why all you need is that faith in him. And you will have your victory, especially in this time in which we're living right now. God's pouring out his spirit on all flesh as promised, and everywhere. And it's not going to stop now. It's been kicked off. You know, in the events that surrounded Charlie Kirk, that is happening throughout the entire world. And the whole world is aware of it now. He's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And it's not going to stop until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And we're not talking about just any Lord. We're talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name that is above all names. And that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Father God in heaven, who sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Charlie Kirk is in that position right now, waiting for other things to transpire throughout the world, and he's loaded up with a quiver of light arrows that he can shoot into the darkness of this world and continue his work there. And you can just tell by just the number of sheer applications for Turning Point USA to all over the world now, that the outpouring of God and his spirit on all flesh is underway, and great revival is at hand. Blessed be his holy name. On our homepage at touchbyhim.org is all of our contact information. If you want to reach out to us, if you want to support us financially, God will bless you. Jesus himself said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. And with the measure that you give, it'll be measured back to you. And know that that is the truth. And we honor every seed that comes in here, and we hold them up before the Lord and watch God do his thing with you and your finances. So if you support us, or you can write us at Touched by Him Ministries. It's P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Again, you can make your offering checks out to Touched by Him Ministries, or just say TBH Ministries, TBH for Touched by Him, and mail them off to us at that P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can call us, 970-314-4077. Get voicemail. Leave your message. Why are you calling? If you want us to get back in contact with you, tell us how we do that. And we'll stay after it until we do hook up with you. And with voicemail, just leave your, if you're calling for prayer, leave your prayer request right then and there, and we'll pray for you immediately. The fervent, effectual prayer of righteous men, both male and female, again, speaking of the race of man, avails much. And we do know how to pray here at the ministry. So, you know, leave your voice message if you need prayer. Also, you can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. And send us your prayer request. God's on the move. You know, believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word, who is Jesus, and put his word, Jesus, first place in your life. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So get after it. Leave your prayer request at praywithme@tbhm. That's short for Touched by Him Ministries. praywithme@tbhm.org. Also on our website, we have a media page. So this broadcast, they typically go more than the 30 minutes of airtime that we minister over the airwaves radio-wise. So you can go to the website and then click on our media page, and you'll find the radio week of 9/28/2025 out there. And you can click on it, and it will allow you to hear this broadcast in its entirety without us having to cut it short. And also, you can listen to previous week's broadcast. You know, from the first or second week of July going forward, the Lord had me talk about the believer's authority, the authority that you have, because you, Christian, are seated at the right hand of the Father on high along with Christ. When the moment you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you were immediately translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. And you ended up at the right hand of the Father, raised up to be seated with Jesus at the right hand of the Father. You know, if you read the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, and then you go to Ephesians, and you continue on, because remember, the Bible, when it was, these letters by Paul were written, they weren't broken down into chapter and verse. It's just a continuation, chapter 2, where it reads, "And you, believer, has he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we also had our conversations in times past, in the desires of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and has raised you up together, and made sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Think of yourself as layers, and one of those layers, when you got born again, that one of those layers of your spirit were taken off and put up at the right hand of the Father, and you're seated with him, with Christ, at the right hand of the Father, and not just above, but far above all principality, all power, all might, all dominion, and every name that is named. And you have authority. You know, all power and all authority has been given unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then he gave it to you, believer, to go out and exercise it. Exercise that power, exercise that authority in the right way by studying his word daily. Commit yourself to that discipleship. Get after him. You know, if you're going to rule and reign with him, you best know what you're going to be ruling and reigning with, and that is all based on God's word, who is Christ himself. And so you need to know what the word says if you're going to rule and reign with him and do things his way. And you know, most of the time with Christians, things aren't working out their way and working out the way they thought it was going to work out. And if that be your case, Christian, well, just consider your ways, you know, get after them and find out what it is that you're doing wrong and make the adjustment to do it God's way and what he fully and originally intended for it to do. And you're only going to find that out by studying his word. The Bible interprets itself. There's hundreds of thousands of books out there written you know, explain certain things about the Bible. But if you read your Bible and you study it and you look at what the words mean and find out what they mean to you and keep applying it daily in your life, you're going to find out the Bible interprets itself and it doesn't need other people outside of it to interpret it. It helps. It can help in the right spirit at the right time for people. God will send laborers across your path for certain. I know that's been my case with this ministry for many, many years. And we always help people get the word of God into their hands. If they can't afford to get one, we'll get them one just to get them started and going forward. And our prison ministry, you know, as part of the monies that you come in to support our ministry, go to the prison ministry to help us provide Bibles. You know, we get requests weekly for Bibles and it gets expensive. You know, we're already, our budget's down to zip for 2025 and going into 2026, you know, we need more people to commit just to help us provide the Bibles for the people, especially in our prison ministry. So we do all that we can, and we thank you when you support us financially, because that's what we do with the monies. It's not put into salaries or anything like that. All the money's coming in, go out to preach the gospel. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. So go to our website, go to the media page and listen to the current weekly broadcast and to the previous ones that have gone before. I had been teaching on the Believer's Authority, and we're going to continue on with that in some method or some form. We're living in a time, as I said, that God's pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And, you know, there is information that you can be led by the Spirit of God right out of the Bible. And you need to do that more so than ever before. Every morning when you wake up, awake to righteousness. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He is the greater one, and he is in you if you're born again. And when your feet hit the ground, realize that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And in that acknowledgement, you can go forth in your day and sin not. You know, so when you awake to a righteousness, you can go forward and sin not, and don't do the things of the world. And God is with you in all of that. Blessed be his holy name. So anyway, that's our website, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org. Those are the ways you can get to it. You can go to the media page and go from there. And since we are now in a new year, let me tell you this. Welcome to the year. We're in the year of 5786 on the Hebrew calendar, which begins, it began this past week in the fall of 2025, and it moves on into 2026 on the world's calendar starting in January. So it actually starts in the fall. Now, it's not, you know, there's a calendar of months, and then there's a calendar of years in the Hebrew calendar. And the calendar of months begins with the month of Nisan, which is in the spring at Passover. And 14 days into the month of Nisan, we have the Passover. That was when Jesus Christ was sacrificed on our cross, and then he was died and buried. He filled the filled the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then he was the Feast of First Fruits. He was the first born again from the dead. And then 50 days post his resurrection, he sent us the precious Holy Spirit, which is the Feast of Weeks that we celebrate in the early, you know, 50 days post his resurrection, whenever that falls in the spring each year. The Hebrew calendar is different from the world's calendar because it's based on a lunar menu, a calendar, not on a solar one. So anyway, so in the seventh month is the month of Tishri, and that begins the head of the year of the years that are counted in the Hebrew calendar, not the months, which begins in the year, or in the month of Nisan, which is the first month of the year in the year of months, Nisan, which happens in the spring. The head of the year happens in the seventh month, the month of Tishrei. Elul is the 12th month in that year, in the yearly calendar. And in the month of Tishri, which is the month of harvest, the money, the finances come in. It's like a fiscal year. That begins in the seventh month in the inside of the year, the calendar of months, which is in the Hebrew calendar for the religious new year. It begins at that time on the seventh month. That's Rosh, Feast of Trumpets, you know, the coronation of the king. Eventually, we're going to go into a celebration with that. You can read about that in the 1 Thessalonians, which Paul wrote. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." So at the fulfillment of prophecy of the Feast of Trumpets is going to be the rapture of the church. That is my view, and I know there's much argument about that, and I'm not going to get into that with you, but it is the truth. God has a way, and he has a way for you. Blessed be his holy name. But truly, the new year, 5786, will be one of new beginnings for the entire world, and especially for the current body of Christ, his ecclesia, and the huge number of new believers just now starting to come in and join the ranks. This is a time of great rejoicing for the believer, even while the world system is being totally turned upside down, and those outside the kingdom are at great loss and have no answers. You know, they're circling the drain. The world system's going down. This time in which we're living now, this new year, it will be truly a tale of two cities. As I mentioned before, justice will continue to prevail, and at an even faster pace than what began in the previous year of 5785. The pace will be even more rapid fire. No longer will God be called, or will good be called evil, and evil be called good. God loves a just balance, and his justice is being rained out and ruled out everywhere. Everything is being righted. Righteousness has prevailed and will continue to do so. World leaders who will get in line will reap the rewards of obedience. Think about that UN meeting that Trump just held recently that made the news. You know, those leaders that get in line with what Trump's trying to do, and God's hand is upon him, are going to reap the reward of their obedience. But no more sanctuary for the unrighteous. Law and order will rule the day. Peace will prevail for believers and nations as the Prince of Peace himself governs. Don't think the earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. Don't think any otherwise. And he rules and reigns from on high. Transgressors shall eat violence. Prosperity will break out everywhere as the wealth of the sinner is removed from them and turned over to the just. For the righteous, 5786 will be a year of great satisfaction as his salvation manifests in all the areas of their lives. But not so for the wicked. They will find themselves in want, lack, even while the kingdom of God and those in it prospers on earth as never before. My Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We've prayed that prayer for over 2,000 years, and it's manifesting everywhere right now. So you must continue to stand your ground, believer. You got to get up. You got to speak up. Make sure you pay attention to the elections. Watch God move in unusual ways, especially here in the state of Colorado. There's great pressure. We're going to get rid of that Dominion voting system, which we believe is corrupt. And, you know, it will be manifested out, and we'll have a truly righteous election, which the ones who are in control right now maintain that they are and are quick to attack you if you dare say otherwise. But you watch. His truth is marching on. So stay obedient to the word. Stay in prayer as he directs in his word, and be bold as a lion proclaiming the gospel, the good news that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Fear not. Stay in obedience to the word, not the teachings of men led by false gods and idols. Whoever despises the word shall be destroyed, but those who adhere to, commit to, and follow breath by every breath his word shall be rewarded. There is only one way, and his name is Jesus. So stay in the way. It's the only way, and where the victory promised will be waiting for you. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe the penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up and glorified.